having said all that, I think I've done what I'm supposed to do with that. Let's go back to Psalm. If not, I'll come right back if the Lord say so. Let's go to Psalm 39:1. See, once you find out how one you are with the Lord, that we are, I'll do that, Lord. I surely will. And go ahead and put that up. Ephesians 1:21. I want to read this tonight, and then I think I'll be finished. But I want you to see how one we are with him and that we are his body. You don't treat your head different from your body. You just know your head's in charge. I make all the decisions. I'm number one. Jesus the head, and you can never be the head because he's the head. Like your feet, your foot, your toenail, your eyeball, let me say it like your fingernail can never be the head because your head is your head. Well, you can't never be the head of the body of Christ because he's the head. You understand that, don't you? Okay. So listen to this, Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm reading this from the Amplified, and verse 22, and then I can go on to where I'm supposed to go. And it says like this, if you don't have it, listen closely, and so you can look it up later. And he alone, note it, he alone. He alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. He alone. He alone is the source. He alone is the leader and source. You don't get your information from, you don't get what you need from the devil. You don't let your flesh tell you what to do. You don't let the devil, you don't let other people tell you. He alone, he the one started this. He's the head of this. He's the chief executive. Huh? What did I say? I'm sorry. I mean passion. I'm sorry. The Passion Translation. I thought I said passion. The Passion Translation. I am so sorry. Forgive me. He alone is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church. Woo! He alone, we do not allow, and this is what happened. And let me say this, we're rising up right now and we're taking charge of this demon called COVID-19. See, fear will allow him to dominate you. And the more you operate in fear, the more he's going to dominate. But you rise and say, don't you come here. That don't mean you won't have to fight. Yeah. Because the Bible did say fight, didn't it? Didn't 1 Timothy 6:12 say it, fight? And he said, told what kind of fight to fight too, didn't it? Fight the good fight. What are we doing? We are preparing you because there's even greater stuff coming. So you can be ready to put up a fight and win. Amen. And you, and just because some gone before us have lost, that don't mean that when I was in Vietnam, there was some of the soldiers got they was killed. I didn't stop fighting. No, I kept shooting that machine gun. I kept doing what I was supposed to do. And see, in the realm of the spirit, we don't have all the knowledge, he has it. And this is what he wants to get to us and prepare us for the battle. So when you get to the battle, you can take care of stuff. But if you don't know what to do, you'll mess up stuff. See, we, when we were in Vietnam, when those soldiers didn't know how to function in their position, they would mess up. They called people to get killed unnecessarily because they didn't know what to do. And so we can't be like that. We got to know how to stand up. We got to know what we got. And we got to know how to take charge and handle the situation and not be afraid of it. Hallelujah. Why? Because God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. And so he said he alone is the leader and the source of everything the church needs. God has put everything. God has put what? Everything. Everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ. And he has given him what? The highest rank above all. That means I don't care what it is, and we got to get that in our spirits, get a revelation of that. I don't care what it is. You bow. You don't come here. You don't come here trying to tell me what to do. I get my order from him. He alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now that was... That came from, from him. Because this is what I believe he had and what he gave me. Psalm 39:1. Don't let your mouth be your ruin. Don't make your mouth do its job. Hallelujah. And it says in 39:1. And I said, what are you going to say? And I said, I will take heed to my ways. You need to, instead of just that's just my way. That's just my way. No, you need to take heed to your way. If your ways are not his ways, you need to take heed and get them changed. Because his way is right, yours are wrong. We just settled it from the jump start. Huh? I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. But if you just gonna talk loose talk, say anything you wanna say, you are you digging a hole for yourself you're not gonna get out of. Somebody else gonna have to pull you out. Hello, hello, hello. Because these words are life and death, right and wrong, good and bad. And your tongue will say anything you allow it to say. And that's why Satan put pressure on you. That's why he tried to make you angry, make you mad. That's why he does all that stuff so you can get out of control. Especially with husband and wife. Because you know each other better than anybody else. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Am I talking in here? Amen. So he said, I said, now what are you going to say? I said, I will take heed to my way. That's just my old way. Yeah, you need to get rid of it too. That I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Why do we put a bridle and on horses that you... I like cowboy movies. I don't know why. You know, old Western, I like my one of my favorite ones, Lone Ranger. I don't silver. Hey. And you notice they got bridles on them. And they take that bridle and they turn about their whole body. They carry them in direction. Well, you need to bridle that tongue. You need a bridle on that tongue. So let's find out what the bridle is so we can get the tongue under control. Hello?